This is WWER, Colonial Beach Community Radio, and my name is Eric, and I happen to be at 114 Washington Avenue, CB Creative, in the garage. That is actually home to Bomb B Studio with the owner here, Patsy Bile. Patsy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for appearing on Talk of the Town.
Thank you.
All right, so we're in a pottery studio. How did you get interested in pottery?
I started really doing pottery in college. I went to Kutztown University for an art degree. I actually started with art education, and then around COVID, I switched to studio art and majored in drawing. But because of the requirements, I had to take ceramics classes, and I just kind of fell in love with it.
So you fell in love. This is a labor of love.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we are actually in the studio, which is in the garage of CB Creative. It's huge in here. Here, give me a tour. Okay, I forgot the name of these things. I know what they do. They spin.
Yes. This is the potter's wheel.
You have four of them here.
Yes. So I can do up to four people for classes.
Okay, hold on. You have pottery classes?
Yes, I do. I've got one-time wheel classes as well as upcoming. I have an intro to pottery class where you can both learn to use the wheel and also hand build. But I can do those anytime, just call to reserve.
Okay, so we have classes, and you can have four people here. What do you do with a piece of clay? If I take a piece of clay, I put it on that wheel, what happens?
When you put the clay on the wheel, you have to center it first. So you'll stick it on there, and then you'll press the pedal. So the pedal adjusts the speed of the wheel, and you put a little water on it so it doesn't stick to your hands, and you have to center it, which makes sure when you're making your piece, it's not wobbling all over the place. That it's symmetrical in every way. That's what makes our thrown pieces perfectly round. So once you have it centered, you open it up and you do what's called pulls. You essentially just pinch at the bottom of the piece and you pull up slowly, and it pulls up into this cylinder shape. And then you can go back and add the shape of whatever you're trying to make, whether that is a bowl or a vase or what have you.
Oh, I see. There's some bowls over here. Are these are not finished bowls. What are these bowls?
So these bowls are still like unfired clay. So these have been dried and trimmed to have a nice clean foot on them.
Okay, so I take clay, I spin it on the wheel, and then I let it dry into this?
Yes, so it dries first to a stage called leather hard, which is when we can do our trimming and you can refine your piece.
Okay.
And then after that, it dries to what is called bone dry. At that stage, it's called greenware, and then it can be fired.
Okay.
So it goes into the kiln.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah, so this is our kiln. It's not a particularly fancy one. Some of them have electronic panels that do all of the math and stuff for you.
But
this one is totally mechanical.
Yeah, there you go. Mechanical. It doesn't break, right? It's analog, right? We like that. We like that.
So when you put it in the first time, it goes through what's called a bisque firing. So it turns greenware into bisque, and that makes it strong enough so that we can glaze it.
So am I looking at glazes here?
Yes. So this is my cart of glazes over here. So glaze, if you are familiar with how...
I am not.
If you're familiar with how like sand struck by lightning turns into glass, this is essentially that concept where all of the ingredients that make up glass, which is mostly silica, which is sand, and we superheat it and it melts into glass on your piece.
Okay, I've never heard of this. Glaze is actually glass.
Yes. So it's all of the ingredients that make up glass, and then a couple of colorants, which are usually metals of some kind, whether that's iron, copper, nickel.
So clay is... What is clay?
So
it's dirt.
Yes, clay is dirt, made up by a bunch of little platelets. And when you throw it, they're aligned properly. And then when you fire it, they fuse. They get what's called vitrified, which is to turn. So vitrified means to turn to stone or glass.
Okay. So we're turning it to stone.
Yes. So clay goes from dirt to stone, and then you covered it in glass.
So pottery is glass covered stone.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, this is beautiful. This is obviously finished pieces. If we look over here, it looks like you've done a tremendous bowls, tremendous everything for the kitchen, candle holders, even decorative pieces. My gosh, so did you make all this?
Yes, so all of these pieces are mine. I have some student work Over on the shelf here, I had some lovely ladies come in and paint some bowls with us.
Oh, so a student did that?
Yes, this is student work.
Oh, my word. And a student did that one, too?
Yes, those are all students.
Okay, so we're looking at a small bowl with a, looks like Mother Goose in it.
Yeah.
And then this one has a bee that says...
It says, oh, hi.
Oh, hi. Okay. Okay. Oh, my God.
Very surprised to see you.
Yeah, very surprised. Oh, my God. So a student can make that? Mm-hmm. How long does it take to make that?
I have paint your own pottery available on Art Walk Nights, which is the second Friday.
Yes.
You can stay as and paint as long as you like. If you want to just paint it all one color, then it will probably only take you maybe 10, 15 minutes. But okay. If you want to get really detailed with it, you can paint them just like you can, like, with regular paints. You can get as detailed as you want. And wow. So that could, you might be here for, you know, as up to an hour, depending on how long you want to spend on it.
Okay, so we're here looking at, okay, we have the kiln. We have a lot of shelves where we have different stages of the pottery. We have four turning wheels for four students. How do you keep this so clean?
Well, it's a lot of upkeep. Clay is actually very satisfying to clean up. It's just you wipe it away and it goes in one stroke. But I do my best to keep it tidy. Usually this one I haven't cleaned up. All this clay needs to go into the reclaim bucket.
Yeah, right. And you can use it over again and
yes.
over again.
So before clay is fired, you can reuse it as many times as you like.
Okay, so you have classes. Can you tell us about when do you have classes and what are they?
So on Saturdays and Sundays at the moment, I have hand building classes available for walk-ins. So you can walk right up, pick a project, and you can make it right then and there. You don't need a reservation.
That's, oh, wow.
Yep.
Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 5.
1 to 5, Saturday, Sunday. Okay.
And then along with that, I mentioned my upcoming Intro to Pottery course, which is yes. going to be a 6-week class starting on the 16th this month.
Of June.
Yes, 16th of June.
Okay.
And so that I have two sessions available, both a morning and an afternoon session that will be open for up to four people per class. It's $300 for 6 weeks, once a week. And if you bring a friend, you get 10% off.
Okay. So once a week mm-hmm. and then it goes on for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We meet on Tuesdays.
Is this going all summer?
Yeah. So for the first 6 week course starts on the 16th, and that's every Tuesday we'll meet, and then we'll do another one starting August 4th.
Wow. What other things do you do in town? I see paintings on the wall. You're not painting and drawing too, are you?
I am. I mentioned that my degree is in drawing.
Okay.
So I love drawing and painting. I do paintings for myself and also commission work.
Okay.
I've also done some sign painting as well. If you've been to Ice House,
sure.
They have a Jimmy Buffett parrot head party sign out front.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my work.
Oh my word! Okay, okay. So you're doing things, and people can hire you in town.
Yes.
Okay, so great. It sounds like you have all these classes. What are some of the plans for Bombay Studio in the future?
So I have some great ideas for some classes down the line. I have done some drawing classes in the past. I did a life drawing class here at CB Creative, and I would love to do some more drawing classes, as well as paint and sip parties, whether those are here or on location. And then some plans for next summer. I have, hopefully, if people are super into the Intro to Pottery class, we might offer some more advanced ceramics classes.
Oh, wow.
And then also I'm looking into doing some like kids summer camp type things.
Kids summer camp at the pottery? That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but kids could come now, though, could they?
Yes, absolutely. The Paint Your Own Pottery is for all ages, and the hand building classes are also, depending on the project, can be also for all ages. But for the wheel, they need to be 10 and up.
So if someone's listening right now, they want to bring their son or daughter, they can come here between 1 and 5 on a Saturday and Sunday and have a great time.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, this is amazing. I can tell you walking around, this is spacious. This is clean. It's organized. It is exciting. And this is not the first time we talked. I interviewed you live at the Osprey Festival as a first-time vendor at the Osprey Festival. Could you tell our listeners what happened when you returned to your booth?
Well, I had a great interaction with somebody who had just heard me on the radio, and they wanted to show their family my booth, and lots of people were coming up to me, looking at my stuff and my work, and also asking questions about classes.
Yes.
So it was really great to have that little boost for me.
Okay. Well, the radio can work, you know. We're proud of what we do at WWER. This is a tremendous thing. We're here on the Friday Art Walks. You're open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So come down on a Friday Art Walk and just check it out. Can I learn more about your classes if I go to a website or a Facebook page? How do I learn?
So on Facebook, my username is Patsy Bile Art. My website is bombbee.studio.
Okay, so that's bombbee.studio. That's your website?
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm going to search you on Facebook, it's Patsy Bile, B-Y-L-E,
mm-hmm.
Patsy Bile Art?
Yes.
Okay. And then you can also call you and you can email you too. So stop by on the Friday Art Walk. Well, this is great. Oh my gosh, I don't know a thing about pottery. I think my idea of pottery is watching the movie Ghost. Okay. Well, anyway, you're a new business in town. What's it like to be in a business in town? And what do you think the future is of businesses in Colonial Beach, let's say 3 to 5 years from now?
Well, I think small businesses really thrive in Colonial Beach. There's so many of them.
Okay.
Down the line, I think there will be even more of us. I think it boosts tourism. There's lots of stuff to check out. Having, you know, all these small businesses sharing whatever their passion is with town and tourists is great. And I really hope that continues to flourish.
What's one thing you would like to see in Colonial Beach that we don't have right now?
I would love, and this is a little silly, but I would love a good pizza place. I'm from the Philly area originally, and so I'm very much used to New York style pizza. And as much as Lido's is and Domino's do fine, but I need a good New York style pizza.
Okay, all right, that's great. I love New York pizza too. Okay, this is exciting. I can see people here having a great time. I like the fact that four people can sit together like a family could sit together and do it together. I just think kids are going to love playing with clay. Right? Thank you, Patsy. This is exciting. And she is the owner of Bombbee Studio. And this is at 114 Washington Avenue in the CB Creative Building. Gosh, Patsy, this has been great. Thank you for being on Talk of the Town.
Thank you.
And Patsy, one last question. What is your favorite radio station?
That's got to be WWER 88.1.
If you enjoy the programming on WWER, please consider making a donation. You can find out more at wwer.org/membership.